Let me share with you the Word of God. Three passages. First, in the Gospel of John, the 3rd chapter and the 19th verse. In Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus, the 1st chapter and the 7th verse. Then the 2nd chapter and the 8th verse. But first of all, in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 19. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of the light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God. And then in Ephesians, the 1st chapter and the 7th verse, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that was lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ. Then in the 2nd chapter and the 8th verse. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Amen. Let us bow for a moment of silent prayer. We ask it in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning, as we come into the sanctuary to worship, we recognize that we are coming to a table that has been prepared for us. We call it the Lord's table. But you know, this Lord's Supper presents us with deep insights into the holiness of God. God is pure light. In him is no variableness, no shadow of turning. He is light. And because he is light, to come into his presence with darkness is to die. You know, you and I need to know that this morning. The scripture is full of this truth. For example, that was Saul of Tarsus, a disciplined, dedicated man, even though his dedication was misdirected. You know, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, blameless. It was not a matter of living a lawless, desecrated life. It was a disciplined, dedicated life. And he gave himself to his faith. And when he gave himself to his faith, it meant that he would participate in the stoning of Stephen and the persecution of the Christians. But then one day on his way to Damascus, with a deep, dedicated fervor, God met him, a light shone around him, and he was struck to the ground. And in the presence of that light, he was blinded. You see, the presence of the light of Jesus was so bright that the apostle could not take in that light. Well, there in the early church was Ananias and Sapphira, a dedicated couple. They really responded to all that they saw in these early Christians. And they wanted to experience all of the love and the joy and the freedom. They wanted the power of the Holy Spirit in their lives. And they had heard the teaching which said, repent of your sins, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and receive the Holy Spirit. And they responded, a complete dedication of themselves to the Lord. But you remember the story. They reasoned in their heart that there was one area of their lives they wanted to keep for themselves. And so they came into the church, into the very presence of God. They came with a lie in their hearts, and they spoke that lie in the presence of God, and they died. You see, in their darkness, they could not live in God's presence. It was later that the Apostle Paul was writing to the church in Corinth. He said, many of you are weak and feeble, and many of you will die because you have not rightly discerned the body of Christ. That does not mean that we have to make ourselves perfect to come. It does mean without the provision of his grace, we dare not come. But the question is this, how then can we come this morning and enter into the presence of God as we gather around this table? God, by his grace, has prepared the way for sinners to come. You see, he gave his people the law, a series of thou shalt nots. That was the law, And every man had to keep the law, and yet no man could keep the law. And through the breaking of the law, man was separated from God. But then God gave his people the tabernacle, the meeting place. In the tabernacle was the Holy of Holies, and in the Holy of Holies was the mercy seat. And around the mercy seat shone the Shekinah glory of God. No man dared enter the Holy of Holies except the high priest, and then only once a year. He would take the blood of the Lamb, he would enter the Holy of Holies, he would sprinkle the mercy seat with the blood of the Lamb. And if he came out, it meant that God had accepted his people, and they could rejoice and really celebrate. Well, we come this morning and we are preparing to enter the presence of God. And as we do that, there is the question, what right do I have to come to this table? You see, we have the right to come because Jesus Christ is our high priest. He has gone into the Holy of Holies and he has sprinkled his own blood on the mercy seat. And he has come out through the Holy Spirit to announce that we are accepted. And it is through the blood sprinkled way that God has made provision for us to come into his presence. And we can rejoice and really celebrate. You know, that's a great mystery. We cannot understand it logically, but nevertheless, it is the truth. We come into the presence of God by the preparation he has made in his Son, Jesus Christ. And we hear him inviting us to come. And at his invitation, our spirits come alive because we know that we are accepted and we really belong. You know, we need to know that this morning. We really belong at this place. Let me ask you. Where do you go for a real sense of belonging? Estelle Carver, an old saint of another generation, said two of the greatest words in Scripture are come home. You know, that's what this service is all about. Our faith says, I'm your dwelling place. Come home. Your home is in me. I have paved the way. You belong. And so we come home to God this morning. You know, when we are at home, we can breathe easy, can't we? I trust you will do that this morning as you come home. That means letting your cares go. That means letting your worries go. That means releasing your tensions. That means putting your life in his hands and be at peace. Come on home and receive the fullness of his love and of his provision for you. Not because you are worthy, but because he has paved the way through the shedding of his blood. And he has gone into the very presence of God and he has found the mercy seat. And he has sprinkled the mercy seat with his blood. And he has come out to announce that we have been accepted. We are in God's grace, and as we come to the table this morning, we can rejoice and really celebrate. Come on home and allow the Lord to love you and minister to you.